Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, January 2021, one of four I'll do this month. In particular, this one, I'm not going to talk about politics after what's been happening the last 2 weeks. I'm just kind of taking some time away from politics. Instead, I'm going to think a little bit about climate change. One of the things that I have a longtime friend that I've argued with about climate change for many years. His big argument is always that solar panels generate a lot of toxic materials, which isn't true. They don't generate any toxic materials. They do have toxic materials in them, but when you take a look at the amount of toxic materials in a single solar panel and the fact that it sits on your roof for 20 years and then gets taken down and it is actually recycled, the impact of that toxic material is much less than really what your car produces in a single day. But one of the things that another friend that is a little worried about climate change has been asking me is what can she do? How can she make the world a better place? She's just one person. And so I kind of came up with what I call the 5% solution. And basically what the 5% solution is, it's everybody, every single person, going back to the John Fitzgerald Kennedy inaugural speech back in 1960, January 20th, 1960, in fact. If you think about that inaugural speech, John Kennedy had a number of things in it that he talked about. One of the things that came out of his initial 100 days was he founded the Peace Corps, which was designed to help countries do better, educate, learn, build, intended as a growth area. But one of the things that Kennedy asked in his speech is, you know, ask not what America can do for you, but what you can do for America. Well, I would ask that we step away from America in that scenario and take a look at climate change and say, ask not what I can do, or ask not what the world can do for me in terms of climate change, ask what I can do. And that's where I came up with the 5% solution. So if you simply do three things, don't hop in your car and drive as much. Cut your driving by 5%. Put solar panels on your roof. Recycle every week. Just those three things, you'll reduce your carbon emissions, your personal carbon emissions, and the emissions of everyone in your family that lives with you or doesn't live with you. You'll reduce them by 3 to 4% just doing those three things. After that, if you start commuting less, or if you start commuting with carpool, you start commuting by going on public transportation, you're going to actually reduce your carbon output by, or greenhouse gas output by more than 5%. And if we all do that, if every single person on Earth reduced the carbon output that we personally generate by 5%, we'd reach our goals. We need to knock about a degree Celsius off the temperature rise every year over the next 5 years to get back to a more stable temperature base, to get back to a more logical, structured climate situation. So it's doable and it is preventable if we work together. This is not a government's need to do thing. This is a people need to do thing. The reality of the situation we are in is that we people have caused the problem. We people continue to cause the problem. I know I am part of the problem. I have solar on my roof. I drove fewer miles in 2021 and 2020 than I have driven in the last 30 years. By a lot, by well more than 5%. And I will continue to reduce the output that I generate. I'm going to take the metro into DC when I go to DC proper. I'm not going to drive in anymore. Excuse me. I am going to use the metro. I'm going to be reducing by 5%. My name is Scott Anderson. Take the 5% challenge. Thank you for listening to my podcast.